I think what this pandemic has done is it's held a mirror up to a lot of people and gone, Jesus, like, I was working for that job, for that salary, 9 to 5, getting home late, smashing down some dinner, sitting in front of the TV, putting my kids to bed and just rinse and repeat. Do I want that for the rest of my life? Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you.
Hello and welcome back to an episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast and part number 5 of 5 of the new Woo-hoo. Health trends you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So we are just over a week away from 2022 and Christmas is just around the corner. So if you're listening to this before Christmas, I hope you have a beautiful Christmas. And if you're listening to this after Christmas or maybe into the new year, then happy new year and happy 2022. But hopefully you are listening to this before 2022 and you are getting ready to really set yourself up for a phenomenal year, and you understand and you're understanding the new health trends that you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So if you haven't listened to parts 1 to 4, then jump back, give those a listen, because we go into depth all around. In the first episode, we speak about blending work and life and how that really is a big trend moving forward. In the second part, we spoke about home workouts, but not just home workouts that you really can do anywhere, and building that and feeling that community aspect in that online space. In the third episode, we spoke all around nutrition and more of a focus towards whole foods. In the last episode, we spoke about mental health and why it is now less taboo and why we are seeing a bigger trend in people opening up and speaking about it, which is absolutely beautiful as we move into next year. But today, in the final part of the series, this is an absolutely huge one. So Georgie, kick off, what are we speaking about today? What is the new health trend that people need to know in order to live their best life in 2022?
Well, from what I'm seeing, people aren't just looking for another diet. They're not just looking for another fitness craze. They are looking for a complete lifestyle change. They are looking for something that is sustainable in the long run. They are craving change. People have had this great awakening. But in that great awakening, they don't necessarily know how to change or what to change or where to begin. They feel that something inside of them has this burning desire to do something different or to get on top of their health or, you know, to make some drastic lifestyle changes, but they don't know where to begin.
So just quickly, what do you mean by that great awakening?
Well, I just think that, like I said in previous episodes, I think what this pandemic has done is it's held a mirror up to a lot of people and gone, Jesus, like, I was working for that job, for that salary, 9 to 5, getting home late, smashing down some dinner, sitting in front of the TV, putting my kids to bed and just rinse and repeat. Do I want that for the rest of my life? Do I need to live in this big house? Do I need to be driving that car? Am I happy? Am I really, like, is this what I want? And I'm seeing it more and more and more. And obviously, like, there's, you know, loads more people resigning now because they're like, well, hang on a minute, I can actually live on a lot less. If I, you know, reduce, you know, do I need to rent this big house or could I downsize or could I move to the country? I am seeing so many people take drastic action and actually do things that they would have waited maybe 10, 20 years to do. You know, for example, like even what we're doing now, like living in the van, before COVID hit, there was no way we would have considered this. We could have gone, nah, you know, we're setting up our future. You know, we're in hustle mode. We need to grow this business. We need to do this, this, and this. Like, we can't possibly go on the road and hit the road and go full-time traveling. Like, it wouldn't have even been in our thoughts at all. But something, when this pandemic hit, it forced us all to slow down. You know, it forced us all to sort of stay at home and live with, you know, like, you know, it's sad, sad but true, but a lot of people are getting divorced. You know, I think it's just kind of like gone, you know, is this person making me happy? Is this job making me happy? Is where I'm living making me happy? Are these friends the right friends for me? So many people have gone through this awakening and realized that, you know, life is short. It is precious. I do need to prioritize my health and I do need to make some changes, which is absolutely phenomenal. But what I don't want to see happen, and I think the danger in all of this, is that if people just jump into the next thing, or, you know, act too soon or too swiftly, or follow a trend, or, you know, think, oh, the neighbors are doing that, so I'm going to do that, before they actually sit down with themselves and ask themselves some big questions, then you're just constantly just jumping into something else. You know, you're climbing that other mountain to get to the top to maybe think, ah, oh, maybe this wasn't what I wanted. You know, I'm going to, again, go back to our example. I've had a lot of people reach out to me being like, oh, this is my dream. And I always challenge that. I'm like, why is it your dream? Because it might not be their dream. You know, they might see elements of what we're doing and going, ah, oh, no, that's what I like. But it actually living in a van, traveling full time, that might not be their dream. You know, elements of it, like I said, might be, but the actual doing it is very different to thinking about it, you know. So I think before you take any big action, before you do make any big lifestyle changes, before you do make that move and things, like, I'm not saying you spend weeks and months thinking about it and procrastinate and then talk yourself out doing something, but just ask yourself some questions, like, you know, okay, how do I want my best life to look? What kind of friends do I want to have? Where do I want to live? What kind of environment do I want to be in? Who do I want to surround myself with? What would an amazing day look like for me? Right? So just asking yourself a few more questions before you make these, before you jump jobs, before you move house, before you break up with your partner. Like, you know, sit down and ask yourself some big questions and be like, you know, is this truly what I want? And if it is, then absolutely have to take action. The trend is definitely an awakening, a rise in consciousness, people being curious, and ultimately maybe taking a step back out of the matrix. You know, this system, this society that set us up, you know, like, you know, we grow up, we go to school, and then you got to go to college or get a degree because you're not getting anywhere without a degree. I don't have a degree, but, you know, I definitely don't agree with this, but, you know, you've got to then go and get a degree, then you've got to go and get a job, then you've got to get married, then you've got to have a couple of kids, then
you've got to buy the big house,
then you've got to keep on rising through the ranks of your career, earn more money, buy more things, keep up with the Joneses, and then eventually
have grandchildren.
Eventually you might be able to retire, but because you haven't looked after your health and wellness and you lived out of alignment for the whole of your life, you end up getting some sad disease and you die. Like, that's just that, and ultimately, as sad as it sounds and as cutthroat as it sounds, that is society's way of saying you're successful. If you have a nice house, if you have a stable job with a stable income, with a family,
a couple of holidays a year,
you're successful. You should be happy with that. But it's okay not to be as well, because that might not be your dream. That might be someone else's dream. You know, for example, Carl and I, we don't have children. Now, I'm not saying we don't ever want to have children, but it's certainly not something that we're thinking about right now. And we get asked about this a lot, which I don't mind, right? Because I'm not precious, but I think, you know, it's one of those questions that I don't ask, because you never know what's going on in someone's life, right? I think it's a very personal question. But we do get asked, oh, when are you having kids? And it's just such a funny thing, isn't it? It's like people just presume, oh, you're married, you know, you're in your 30s, when are you having kids? Because that's the next step. But we've gone, well, stuff that, I still feel like a kid. I still want to live my life and I still want to, you know, have some freedom. You know, I'm not saying you don't have freedom when you have kids, but obviously, you know, there are...
It's getting clear again on what
you want, exactly.
What you want and what really makes you happy.
Yes.
First and foremost.
But that's the thing. And that's why I always say back to people, like, you know, so people look at us and go, oh, that's my dream. But is it? Because is that just because you want to spend more time with your family? You could have that. You don't need to move into a van to have that. You could maybe just cut back at work or get a job closer to home, you know? So you've got to understand yourself, you've got to understand your values before you make these big lifestyle changes. And kind of go from there, I guess.
One of the best stories and success stories from the Mind Body to Lead program, and I know she won't mind us speaking about her in this, is one of our members called Kyra. And actually, I encourage you to check out her testimonial Mind Body to Lead page. But super quickly, she was somebody who, you know, well, first and foremost, she's lost over 25 kilos, which people look at that and go, wow,
27
kilos. Yeah. And people look at that and go, wow, that's amazing. But I think that was just scratching the surface of the success story that this is, because not only did she lose weight, she always used to say, you know, I've got this grand plan of living by the ocean, and kept putting it off. Like maybe that's a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. And all of a sudden last year she had this realization and she went, well, hang on a second. Why can't I do that now? If that's truly what I want. And obviously she sat down with her husband and spoke it all through, because it's a big decision, moving home and moving kids as well. So it's a very, very big, it's a family decision, but they spoke it all out as a family, as a collective unit, and decided, why are we waiting, or what are we waiting for? Let's move our life to the ocean. And they were living inland, I believe in Victoria, yeah, New South Wales border, and they were moved out to the coast. And they now live by the coast. Mm. She got a, you know, and it wasn't easy.
No,
it wasn't easy for her. You know, there was a lot of things that could have stopped her from doing it with her partner. Like, you know, obviously finding a new job was important because she's a school teacher. So obviously having to find that work and that scariness around the instability around work. But if you really have a dream and you really believe that is what you want, then it's about taking action, and not just little bits of action, but drastic action to make it happen and make sure it's the life that you want to lead, because that is truly what we're all about. And that is just, you know, that is one huge success story of many that's come out of the Mind Body to Lead program. But it really is about, people are starting to wake up. But as Georgie said, it's people are awakening, but then going, oh, hang on, it's scary. It's actually can be very,
very
fearful.
It's like that scene from The Matrix, isn't it? When, you know, he unclips from everything and he just looks at it. It's all a bit chaotic, you know, but ultimately he finds love and, you know, it all ends up, you know, well, I'm not really a good ending. But, you know, I think it can be when you sort of unplug and you just sort of take all these society's kind of like imprints on you and you just go, whoa, okay, this is a bit scary. I'm feeling a little bit out in the open, not sure where to turn, what do I do? But that's okay. That's actually just honor that place, you know. But if you, like I said, if you do want some guidance, if you do want some help, if you do want to be part of a community who's also going through that, then that is exactly why Kai and I spent over 12 months, well, I'm actually going to say a decade, really, of research, of our own growth, you know, learning lots, developing this program for people who want to take back control, want to change their life in all elements, not just in physical, not just in mental, not just in emotional, not just spiritual, not just financial, but want to take that next leap, take that next step, get clear on what they want. So we open the doors to our program next week. And if you want a spot, please put your name on that VIP list. It is growing by the day, which is phenomenal to see. And we want to coach. We want to change 50 people's lives next year. And we want serious people who are going to show up, who are ready for this, and are open to change, are open to learning new things, because you need to be. You need to be ready and excited about that, you know. And it's everything I wish I knew, you know, 5 years ago when I was struggling, when I was anxious, when I didn't know where to turn. I wish I had this guidance. I wish I had the structure, you know, instead of reading 100 books and, you know, getting coaches and spending thousands upon thousands of dollars, like learning all this stuff. We've just condensed it all into a program. And I believe that there is nothing else on the market out there like it. And I'm very, very proud of what we've created. And, you know, I'm really excited to be, you know, jumping on the Zooms, coaching people, doing the growth shops alongside the program, and just being with people, you know, on this journey and helping them find their way and really live the life that they deserve. Because everyone deserves to wake up happy. Everyone deserves to be healthy. And sadly, that's not the case. You know, you've only got to walk out the door to see how many people are unhappy and unhealthy. And it's rife in our society. But if we can make an impact, you know, on 50 people's lives, then I go to bed at night feeling pretty amazing. So come and join us. We'd love to have you, and pop your name on that list and get ready, because next week we open the doors and I'm very excited.
So head over to mindbodytolead.com/VIP to pop your name on that wait list, and you'll get a text from us, and we'll text you as soon as those doors open, because as Georgie said, we want to really create incredible transformation in people, and you deserve it. You deserve to really live that life that you are destined to lead and that you really do deserve. So we're excited, we're super pumped, and it's almost Christmas, so have a beautiful Christmas and look forward to the new year, because it's going to be a phenomenal one. But that rounds off our new health trends that you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. We really hope that you enjoyed this mini 5-part series and maybe listen to it again. There were so many incredible golden nuggets in this that really, if you do implement these things next year, you are going to live your best life. But come and join us for 12 months of incredible transformation, and I promise you will not regret it. So pop your name on that waitlist, that VIP waitlist, and get pumped, because 2022 is going to be
phenomenal
and exceptional. So have yourself an incredible Christmas, happy new year, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.